Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling energetic or maybe weak? How are you feeling emotionally? Are you feeling excited or depressed? Did you know that there is a key that God has given scientists and that we find in the Word that can change everything about the way you feel physically, emotionally, behaviorally? And we're going to talk about that key today because God created a brain in you, and it's an amazing computer that's controlled by your thoughts. And Robert Hodgkin, it's awesome. I'm so glad we get to discuss this today.
This is going to be a really neat topic that's really going to impact.
We've actually had ourselves, you and I have had some great conversations about this because we've been reading material.
Yes.
About the mind's effect, which the mind is part of the soul, the mind's effect on the brain.
And then the brain's effect on the body.
The brain's effect on the body.
Yeah, so our mind power, our brain power to drive the brain power to drive an impact in not only our own body, but everything around us. The mind is an amazing, powerful tool that God has given us.
And, you know, scientists are becoming aware that the mind does influence the brain. And I know that that's still a tension within the scientific community, but when we read the Word, we know it does,
right?
Because the brain is the physical body and the mind is the soul. And so our choices, our thoughts come from that soul realm and affect the brain. Now, I just want to release a quote here. It says, "The mind controls the brain controls the body. Science proves that the vast majority of mental, emotional, and physical illness comes from our thought life rather than from genes or environment."
That's incredible. You know, I saw a statistic recently or a citation recently that a Harvard medical study showed that 75 to 98% of all behavioral, emotional, and physical illness can be traced back to our thought life, which just goes again to show the incredible power of our mind, the incredible power of our thoughts. So we need to take control of our thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think back years ago, the Lord spoke to me, said, "I want you to think what you're thinking about and feel what you're feeling." Because he started training me in bringing every thought captive and bringing it into alignment with the truth in Christ, because it has so much impact. It has so much power.
Wow.
But one of the things we have to talk about that you've already touched on is the difference between the mind and the brain, because sometimes that word is thrown around synonymously, and it's really not a synonym. The brain is an organ God has given us, and it actually drives the functions of the body, whereas the mind, our thoughts, our emotions, our imaginations, we see that it impacts the brain. So the brain drives the body, but the mind drives the brain. And that's a really important concept for us to grab hold of, because when we see that we can actually, if we change our mind, we're going to change our reality. We can change our emotional reality. Yeah. We can change our physical reality. We can change what's going on in our body. We can change what's going on all around us, because
the
mind is a powerful tool, Patricia.
It is so true. And, you know, the scripture actually is clear on that. Even in Deuteronomy 30, which has been a portion of scripture that we've been highlighting over the last number of weeks, is that it says, "Choose this day life or death, blessing or cursing, you know, prosperity or adversity." You choose it by what you choose to think on, God's word that you obey or disobey. That is what brings your life into blessing or curse. And the body itself, we're going to be talking about a little bit about the function of the brain, because we're not brain surgeons or anything.
No.
But through our research that is confirmed by the word of God, we know that we can see our body is affected by just the way that we think, and therefore affecting our brain. And even medical doctors have learned that even the placebo effect, which is what they call the placebo effect. So let's say someone has a headache and they've tested this, is that in some cases, they will give, let's say, pain medication, and then another group of people with the same kind of headaches, they will give what's called a placebo, which is maybe a sugar pill or something like that, and they'll say, oh, this will fix your headache. And so they'll give the group the placebo pill. And, you know, a lot of those people with the headaches, a big majority of them will be healed because they think...
That's right, they think.
They think that it is a medication that will remove the pain.
Right, which proves that it's the thinking, it's the agreement that has the impact on the body.
Yeah.
Which the Word says. The Word says, may you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers.
That's right.
As your mind, your will, your emotions, as you meditate on... It's the reason God says, meditate on my Word. Because that brings us into alignment. That brings us into agreement. You know, there's a... just like you said, I don't want to pass us off as experts here. I'm no expert on brains, but we've been doing some really interesting reading. And one of the things I've gotten excited about is this idea of epigenetics. And what that is, that's a really fancy term that means change in our genes due to outside influences.
Right.
And we all actually see this. Think about, like, if someone is genetically predisposed to a certain type of cancer or to diabetes.
Or an addiction.
Then any doctor is going to say, here's some things you need to avoid. Here's some things you need to do. Like, we all know that healthy diet is going to have a positive influence on our genes and on our body. Exercise is going to have a positive influence on our genes or on our body. Epigenetics shows that what that positive influence is it's actually like... I think it's proteins that get released, Patricia, and go and zip up the genes so that the negative predisposition isn't activated and positive predispositions are.
Right.
So we all see that in the natural. But what's really exciting is we're now seeing that our thought life, the words we think, what we meditate on, it has an epigenetic effect. It can actually impact our genes as an outside influence as strongly or even stronger than things like healthy diet and exercise.
Now, we know through the Word that the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and the fourth generation, you know, and the blessing to a thousand. So that's awesome. That's what God put into effect, you know. He has made that happen. So we can know through the scripture that there is an effect. But just because you have a predisposition, like you said, in the DNA or something, like you could say, well, you know, our family has just been, you know, addicts, you know, just generation after generation, so I'll probably become an addict. If you come into agreement in thoughts,
that's right,
it will actually trigger that genetic, that DNA, it will trigger it. But they have discovered through scientific testing that if you do not come into agreement and you do certain things, that it is not a for sure thing.
That's
just
right.
Because you're predisposed to it doesn't mean that you're going to become an addict, because you can choose life rather than death.
That's
you can choose not to give yourself over to those addictive substances. Now, recently on the news, I've heard a lot about, addiction is just a disease. They can't help themselves.
There's a gene for addiction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even if there is a gene for addiction, it doesn't mean that it can't change.
That's
because
right.
We can morph it according to scientific proof today through our thinking, through the words we speak, through the choices that
That's
we make within our lives. So it's just amazing.
That's right. And for any of you who think, well, okay, maybe I haven't been thinking the best thoughts, or I haven't been making the best decrees, or somebody out there who's thinking, I have said my family is prone to diabetes, I'm going to be diabetic.
Yeah.
Well, here's the good news. Science has also shown that there's this thing called neuroplasticity and neurogenesis.
Oh, I love this.
And what neuroplasticity is, it means the brain's ability to change or reorganize itself. And neurogenesis is the creation of new neurons in the brain every single day. So, Patricia, what that means is if we know our thoughts have an epigenetic impact, that it can influence our genes for the positive, that if we've been doing the negative, we can change today.
Yes.
And any negative thoughts we've had in the past, any negative decrees or declarations, because of neuroplasticity, if we make a quality choice today to bring every thought captive into alignment with the truth in Christ Jesus, if we make agreement today, like the Word of God says, to focus on those things that are pure and noble and true, it can actually change our brain.
I love
this. And then the new neurons we get every single day, they're going to to get programmed with this positive impact. So we can switch. You could have, for 40 years, yeah. you can be doing it wrong. But God has made us with brain power that through our mind, our thoughts, our will, our emotions, we can shift everything yeah. right here, right now.
In fact, the word says that the mercies of the Lord That's are right. new every morning. So what science has proven is while you're resting, while you're sleeping, you are regenerating brain cells. There's new brain cells that are being given to you each and every day. Fresh brain cells, just think about that. So these neurons, your brain cells, neurons, the way that they work, apparently from the study that we've done, is that they are affected by negative and positive thought.
Right.
And they've been able to see this under microscopes, is that when there is negative thought, because your neurons release a protein substance that will then release receptors that go out and give the message to the organ of your body. For example, let's say that you thought something negative and said something negative, such as, you know what, I just have weak muscles. My muscles are so weak I could never do a push-up. I know that thought because I've thought it and said it. I know it. Okay? Now, what happens when you think that thought is that your body is programmed so that the neurons release the protein. And you can actually see it's like this little tree. That's what it looks like yeah. under the microscope from what I can see. It's this little tree, but a negative thought produces this warped kind of ugly tree.
Like a withered dead tree.
Yeah, and yeah. the positive thoughts produce like this beautiful like forest that's full of life. Mm-hmm. It's really quite amazing.
It really is.
And so that negative thought, that neuron is sent out and it goes out to find the muscle. And it grabs hold of the muscle and tells the muscle, you are weak. You can't work. You can't do a push-up. So that neuron will, just like a computer program, you can direct something
right.
through one push of the button.
A binary code, one or zero.
Exactly.
It's the
and
same
make
with
it
positive
happen.
And negative
it's exactly
thoughts.
Exactly the same.
It is.
So then you go to try to do that push-up, and you will not be able to do it because you have just programmed the neuron to be sent to that muscle to say, you can't do a push-up.
That's right.
You're weak.
That's right.
You can't do
That's
it.
That's right.
On the other hand, and athletes know this, that they'll do like mind over matter,
That's
right?
That's right.
In fact, I was with a sports psychologist one time, and she was explaining that they will actually program an athlete's thinking before they ever go out on the field and practice things physically. And she'll say, now, think Superman. Think superpowered. And then after they think about that for a while, she'll say, now just follow through with a body movement, like do a Superman movement or a champion movement, because it's just make that thought extreme, as
right.
extreme as you can. Because if you can build into the brain through thought process that you are a champion, that you are a winner, you will actually be able to push yourself beyond your limits because you are believing that you're superpowered. You are believing that you can do it. And so that thought is sent into the brain. The brain sends it out to the body, and it works to empower the body to win that race.
That's amazing.
It's just awesome. But it could be with anything.
With anything. That's how God's designed us. And if you're thinking, how do I make this switch? How do I get there? Well, one of the things I want to remind you is Scripture says you have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Not you might, not you can, not maybe you will, but you do. You have the mind of Christ. So start with that decree. Mm-hmm. Every morning when you wake up, start saying, I have the mind of Christ, because those new neurons that wake up with you, they're going to get programmed with that positive thought, that decree, that declaration that you have the mind of Christ. And you're going to start thinking those thoughts that are in truth and alignment with the mind of Christ, and it's going to empower you. It's going to strengthen you. You do that every day, and all of a sudden you're going to find it very easy to be thinking positive thoughts, to be thinking thoughts that are empowering the neurons, the muscles, the positive things in your genetic code, and zipping up and sealing off the negative predispositions. Mm-hmm. Science is actually showing that if we do this, it's not just that the negative predispositions sealed off, it will actually wither and die, because it will become
right.
one of those trees you talked
yep.
about that doesn't get
yep.
nourished. So they show that over a season of time, yep. it withers away and actually disappears.
It disappears.
So
it
you
does.
Can remove genetic awesome. Negative genetic predispositions from your bloodline.
I just love it. And you know, so, sometimes, okay, let's take a weight issue, okay? I hear this a lot, is that people will say, you know, I can't lose weight. I try diets. They don't work. My body just it's just packing on the pounds. I am so fat. I am so ugly. How many of us have actually thought that and then said it? You know, but what we're doing is we're actually setting our body up.
That's right.
To be fat. And to hold the fat cells
we're
in.
We're telling the genes,
we
be fat.
We are telling our brain cells to go
yes.
and create fat cells.
That's right.
You know,
that's
we
right.
are we are doing it. The brain controls the body.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, this is dangerous stuff. I mean, if you don't like being fat, thinking that you're fat, calling yourself fat, that is very dangerous. But if you want to be lean and trim and healthy, try this. Speak into the mirror. Look at yourself and say, body, you are beautiful. You are in control. You are lean. You are shedding pounds. Your metabolism is excellent. And your appetite, you desire good foods, good portions. And start with thinking it and speaking it. Now, let me tell you something that I learned in YWAM years ago, is that... Of course, we have seasons. If
right.
you look at the way God created the world, we
there's
have seasons.
There's a season to everything, yes.
And so there's 12 months in a year. There's four seasons, which every season is 3 months.
Right.
But if you think about it, every season brings about an established change
right.
when it comes
a
into
shift.
The next season.
Yes.
It is a shift. And so we were taught in YWAM that in order to actually change and establish a behavior, now shifts can happen within a few weeks. But an established change
right.
takes 3 months. So let's say that you were to speak for 3 months, every single day, as often as you can think it, you are beautiful, you are lovely, you are losing weight, your metabolism is so healthy and energized, your fat cells are shedding, you know, your body organs are optimum, your appetite is just in line with what is good for your body, and you start doing that for 3 months. Just say it. Now, you might not notice a change. You might be grabbing for the taco chips, you know, in the next hour after you begin a confession. But you just keep doing it day after day, throughout your day. Try it for 3 months, and I guarantee you there will be a shift because
right.
your mind controls the brain, and your brain controls the body. And I think it could be with anything, like even... I heard someone say, oh, my father died of a heart attack at
right.
54.
Right.
My grandfather died of a heart attack at 54. Next year, I'm turning 54. And I said, well, what does that mean to you? He says, well, handwriting's on the wall, isn't it? And I thought, whoa, it is now because you believe it. But you can change
that's
that.
Right. You can,
you can
it.
Direct your brain cells to go and create a healthy heart.
That's right. That's right. You know, one of the things, if you're wondering scripturally, help me with this, think about this. Scripture says in Hebrews 11:3, Patricia, it says that the unseen things form the seen things. The unseen
yep.
realm forms the
Hebrews
seen
11,
realm. 3. So, Hebrews 11:3. So think about that. That means there is a scriptural kingdom principle that which is not seen actually forms and informs that which is seen. So our thoughts aren't seen. Our words aren't seen, but they form and inform. When we, that's
yep.
why Scripture tells us, bring every thought
yeah,
captive and into a, cast down those vain imaginations. Cast
yes.
down those, my father died and my grandfather died at 54, so I will too, vain imaginations. Cast down that, but there's obesity in my family, so I'm fat and I'll always be fat. Cast
yep.
those down and bring it into alignment with the truth in Christ Jesus. It starts with our thought life. You know, the Lord spoke to me years ago and said, think about what you're thinking about and feel what you're feeling.
Yes.
And it was so I could be aware, wait, if I'm thinking something that doesn't line up with the Word, that doesn't line up with what the Word says God is like, what the Word says I am like, then I need to grab hold of that, cast it down,
absolutely.
And replace it with thoughts. Not only declarations of words, but thoughts
amen.
That are positive. Because as you said, the mind drives
the
brain,
the
brain
thoughts,
drives
yeah.
the body.
And your words drive your life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we create through words because
yeah.
we're made in God's image
exactly.
and He created the whole wide world
it's
by
so
speaking
amazing.
Things forth.
You know, Robert, even with like cold symptoms, I've had times when I'll feel a cold symptom. You know, it might be a runny nose or
mm-hmm.
burning eyes or something, sore throat. And if I think, oh no, I'm getting a cold, guess what happens? Almost immediately, those symptoms are intensified. But if I...
Because you're coming into agreement with
I'm
it.
I'm coming into agreement, and I'm allowing my mind to take ownership.
That's right.
And then my brain responds,
that's
and
right.
then the body responds to the brain. Now, at the times that I've said, cold symptoms are trying to attack me. I resist them in Jesus' name. I'm healthy. I'm strong. Mm-hmm. Do you know that if I can catch that at the very beginning, when I notice those symptoms, I do not get the cold.
That's right.
Because my brain is coming into alignment. Now, we want to help you. We want to give you some tools because this is so huge, this whole thing of living in the blessing of God. He wants you to, and there's many things that contribute to this, but one of the most important things is your thoughts and your words. It's so important on every level, your thoughts and your words. When you align with the blessing of God, with your thoughts and your words, you can change your life. Now, I have a new book. It's called 31 Decrees of Blessing. And what this is a devotional. I just love how compact it is. It can sit on your night table or put it in your bathroom so that you can read in there and in your purse, at your kitchen table to do with family devotions. It's amazing. And it's got 31, one for every day of the month. So if you go through 3 months of this, it'll transform your life. 3 months. You know, you can transform your thinking, transform your life. Every day, it covers a different blessing. And I've written a devotional for you so that the meditations of your mind, your thoughts, will be on the blessing of God. And then I've created decrees for that blessing to be made manifest in your life. So you can meditate on it, decree it, and then there's also an activation for you so that you can do it. That helps establish it. Every single day over the month, you will build blessing mentality, because every day it's a different blessing. Build blessing mentality. I guarantee you that if you will do this for 3 months, you know, just every day take it, and then the next month do it again, the next month do it again, is that you will be established in a blessing realm, and you'll start developing a pattern of thinking right and speaking right. Now, when you buy this, I'm going to gift you with some items that are treasured resource to me. I want to give you my decree book, which is loaded with scriptural decrees declaring God's blessing over your life in areas of prosperity and wisdom, godly character, family, marriage, the glory, favor. I mean, it's just got everything in here for you that you can decree over your life. It's an amazing book, and it's actually one of our most popular items of resource. It's helped so many people. And then I also want to give you this CD, Decree for Kids. And what this is, it has 10 tracks. It's an audio CD. It has 10 tracks. There's music in the background, and then I make the decrees of what you have in God and who you are in Him. And so children, even from a young age, and this is a really good time to train your children, your grandchildren, to think right when they're little, to live in the blessing realm, to create blessed thoughts within their mind and blessed words. So when you sit and soak under something, you're meditating. Your thoughts are going towards the blessing of God. And so that's what this is designed to do. And children love it. But you know what? Adults love it too. Because Jesus said, to enter the kingdom and the blessing of the kingdom, you enter with childlike faith. What this does is you'll feel it. You'll connect with the child in you. And it's such a beautiful blessing. And so we want to be able to give you that when you purchase my brand new book, 31 Decrees of Blessing for Your Life.
These are all amazing, Patricia. But as you were talking about it, what really struck me about your new 31 Decrees of Blessing is it puts to work everything we've talked about. Mm-hmm. The daily devotional, as you're reading the devotional, what you're going to do is you're going to grab hold of that. It's going to build faith. It's going to teach you to meditate on the truth of God's word. It's going to create that thought life inside you. Then you immediately move into the decrees. And now from that place of faith, from that place of meditating on the word, you're going to speak things forth. So this is really a training book on how to do exactly what we've been talking about, to get the mind to drive the brain so that the brain can impact the body and creation around us.
I'm just so excited about this because it's a gift. I mean, just from God to his people. I mean, it's just so awesome. And it's very favored. People love this book.
Yes.
It's extremely favored and it's loved. It's blessed. I mean, people just look at it and say, I've got to have it. It's awesome. And so these are tools. So we're not talking about just paper. No, we're talking about spiritual empowerment for you to see transformation in your life. This is what we as a ministry are committed to. And I can see right now that there are a number of you that are watching that your life has been in shambles. I see marriages that have been shaken and destroyed, and I see relationships shaken. I see health issues. I see financial issues. I see ministry callings not coming into the fullness of what they need to be. But you know what? It's like our thinking, our decrees, our meditation can change everything, and it can give us a place to stand in the midst of it. When everything else is breaking around us, we can stand still in the blessing of God. And I declare that over you. We declare the love of Jesus Christ over you, because he loves you with an everlasting love, and he is determined to see you blessed in the fullness of his blessing. Keep in touch with us. Visit me on my Facebook page, Patricia King page. Just go on Facebook, and I'd love to connect with you there. But also on my website, patriciaking.com. I want to build relationship with you. I want to empower you, mentor you, and love you to life. We'll see you next time.
Decree a thing, and it shall be established. Patricia King's new book, 31 Decrees of Blessing, provides you with powerful daily decrees to release favor, prosperity, and success in your life. This book also includes profound spiritual devotions and transforming activations designed to reveal God's purpose and destiny for you. Order 31 Decrees of Blessing now, and you will also receive Patricia King's best-selling book, Decree, and Decree for Kids, a soaking CD with 10 decrees aimed at empowering your children with the words and promises of God. Order now and receive this combo for only $15. Call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 359, or go online to patriciaking.com. Order today and release the power of the Word of God in your life.
In the Zone by Patricia King is a powerful book full of principles and ideas to get you out of normal living and into the blessing zone. Order In the Zone for only $20 plus shipping, and you will also receive Patricia's Decree CD. Decree a thing and it shall be established. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 323. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESSED 42828. Order now.